From Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. As a young man, Carl Amari was introduced to and intrigued by the power of audio theater and has gone on to spend most of his career in radio drama. And while he's been an award-winning producer of family-friendly programs, his dream and greatest accomplishment has been combining the world's most gifted actors, superior sound effects, and an original feature film music score to develop the 2008 ECPA Book of the Year, The Word of Promise New Testament. Now, with 500 additional actors, Carl has produced the entire Word of Promise audio Bible. Today, Carl Amari joins Hank Hanegraaff along with additional cameos by some of Hollywood's leading actors and directors.
In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I want, as we start this broadcast, to give you just a small perspective of where we've come from since the 16th century. The English Bible had its genesis in the writings of Oxford theologian John Wycliffe. He was, of course, fondly remembered as the morning star of the Reformation, and his translations from the 1380s remained the only English Bible until the invention of movable type in the 16th century. And because Wycliffe held that the Bible was the exemplar of Christianity and the sole authority for faith and practice, well, his writings were condemned as heresy, because it was believed that to put the Bible into the hands of the laity was an outrage against the authority of the church. In fact, 44 years after Wycliffe died, Pope Martin V had his bones unearthed, incinerated, and the ashes unceremoniously thrown to the wind. Perhaps no single person made a greater contribution to the legacy of the English Bible than Oxford Cambridge scholar William Tyndall. And like Wycliffe, Tyndall purposed to make the Bible available to the commoner so that a boy who drives the plow would be as familiar with the Bible as was the Pope. After a lengthy imprisonment, Tyndall, like Wycliffe before him, was tried for translating the Bible into the English language. He was martyred. In fact, October 6th, 1536, his body was ablaze, and he cried out, "Lord, open the eyes of England's king." And his prayers found an answer, ironically enough, in King Henry VIII, who authorized an English translation of greatest volume to be chained to every church pulpit in the land. The volume and popularity of the Bible was so great that parishioners far and wide gathered in parishes to experience formal readings from its pages. And thus, within 3 years of his death, the translation work of Tyndall became virtually ubiquitous. The legacy of a common English Bible from Wycliffe to the New King James Version of the Bible, however, is only one part of the story. The even greater legacy is God's faithfulness in preserving his word from the time of the original writings to the present. And you can be absolutely certain that the Bible is a faithful representation of the original writings. It's not a copy of a copy of a copy with fresh errors cropping up in each stage of the process. It is indeed divine as opposed to merely human in origin. But think with me for just a moment. From the 16th century and the invention of movable type to the 21st century, we have had the Bible. And today I fear that we have Bibles of every color, shape, and size, and few people are familiar with what is encapsulated in its pages. The reason is we have so many things that capture our attention. Television, the theater, movies, sports, and the Word of God has been gathering dust. And the reason we're doing this broadcast today is because we have in our hands today a product, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment, a complete product that I think is unprecedented. It is a product for the 21st century. It's audio theater. And I would say could well be the most important event in Western Christianity, because this is an event that can produce a surge of faith, and I think even more of biblical literacy. And that is what we need. I've often said it on this broadcast that the greatest problem we face in evangelical Christianity, it's not a problem, it's the problem, is biblical illiteracy. And that is why I am, perhaps the best word is, intoxicated by a product that I hold in my hand. It's the Word of Promise. I've talked about it before, but now it's the complete Word of Promise audio Bible. And it's available not only in CDs, it's also available on MP3, 11 discs. You have the entire Bible. And I suppose there is no way of knowing the enormity of this product without talking to its producer. A project that has taken 2 years to complete just the Old Testament portion of. He's a friend, and he is making a difference for time and for eternity. Carl Amari, he is a producer of the Word of Promise, the complete audio Bible that we're talking about. He won the XM Nation Award for Best Radio Drama on XM with his radio adaptation of The Twilight Zone. He's an award-winning radio and film producer and the founder of Falcon Pictures, and he joins me now. Hi, Carl, how you doing?
I'm great, Hank. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's hard for me to get across to the audience the enormity of this product. This is a project that took 2 years to develop. Originally, you thought you could do it in 1 year, but you were so committed to the integrity of the project that you took two.
Well, yeah, the New Testament I started about 4 years ago, and that took about a year and a half just to do the New Testament. And that was 23 hours. And the Old Testament, as you know, is like three times longer. It ended up being 75 hours. And there was no way I could do it in a year to a year and a half. It was impossible. So it took 2 full years to do the Old Testament.
And I have to tell you, Carl, I've been listening to Genesis in my car with my kids. The sound effects are just incredible. You feel like you are in the moment. And I suppose that leads me to the question, what is theater of the mind and how significant is theater of the mind in terms of internalizing the Word of God?
Well, I think it lifts it off the page. I mean, this is not to be used instead of the Bible, or you know, listen to and you don't read the Bible. Of course, you have to read the Bible, but this is a way to have those words lifted off the page. Audio theater, and I'm an audiophile. I've always been my whole life listening to audio books and listening to Bibles, but all of the Bibles that I grew up listening to were very static. It was one man reading with maybe some canned music. And although I learned a lot about the Bible from those audio Bibles, it became very apparent to me as I got to be a radio producer that I needed to take this to another level. And there are now, in this Word of Promise full Bible, there's 600 actors, some of the greatest actors in the world, have come together to be in this, to play parts of the Bible. And we scored it in Rome with a 150-piece orchestra and scored like a film. And then a sound design was built for this, the footsteps and the atmosphere that you hear. So it is like a movie. It's like a motion picture of the Bible, but all in your imagination for your mind and your ears.
And I think we have perhaps lost the power of that. Years ago, there was such a thing as radio in which you would hear a mystery unfold on radio, and it was as though you were there. It's like reading a book, in a sense. You are imagining the characters, you're imagining the scenes, and this is all augmented with sound effects.
Yeah, I mean, people of the 1930s and 40s and 50s, they didn't have television. I mean, television came in the very early 50s, but you listened to television on the radio. You know, radio was your TV, and all of those pictures were in your imagination. And shows like Ozzie and Harriet started on radio, and then it moved to TV. The Lone Ranger, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, these are radio dramas that started first on radio, or they're dramas that started on radio and then moved to television. So that magic of radio drama is long forgotten, Hank, and it's such a powerful, powerful medium. So I wanted to take the greatest story ever told and marry it with that powerful medium of audio theater.
And it is available right now, the Word of Promise Audio Bible. You can order it online on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order it via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And, of course, as always, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, we're talking about the Word of Promise Audio Bible. And I have long said that the most significant thing that I do when I speak is I quote the Word of God. I stand up extemporaneously, and I quote a passage out of the Word of God. Sometimes it's a chapter, sometimes it's the Sermon on the Mount, whatever it is. But I find that over and over again, no matter what else I add to my quotation of the Scriptures, people remember the Scriptures. And oftentimes, because I do it extemporaneously, they don't know that this is me as opposed to the Bible. I have to clue them in later on. They don't know that what I am reciting is the Word of God. And that leads me to this question, Carl, the difference between reading and hearing the Word of God. There's a power, a potent power in hearing the Word of God.
Well, you know, as you know, and as I'm sure your listeners know, that's how the Bible was, you know, first spread through word of mouth. And so it was really, we've kind of come full circle with it, you know, and I think it's a very, as you say, very powerful way to experience these words, these eternal words of God, and with amazing actors performing them. And that's the real key thing, Hank, with this audio Bible. They're not reading the word, they're performing the word, and there's a big difference. When you read, it's sort of one-dimensional. When you're performing it, as you would in a movie with sound effects and music, it comes to life, and it is word for word from the New King James translation, and it's all there. There's nothing deleted or added. But they are performing it as opposed to reading it.
I want to get back to the difference between reading and performing in our next segment. You won't want to miss the broadcast today. We have some of the actors involved in this project on tap today and tomorrow as we talk about the Word of Promise Audio Bible. I cannot overemphasize the enormity of this project. This is a landmark work. It can produce an incredible surge of faith. It can radically transform your life. You can be empowered with the Word of God. This isn't other people talking about the Word of God. This is the unadulterated Scriptures. You've got to hear it to believe it. Theater of the Mind, Order right now at equip.org on the World Wide Web. Talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or order at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We will be right back with Carl Amari in a surprise.
Access the Bible anywhere and anytime. Listen with your family or small group, in your car, or download to your iPod. Jim Caviezel leads a star-studded cast in this magnificent scripture performance. An unforgettable experience, it features stirring music, gripping sound effects, and narration from 600 actors, including John Voight as Abraham, Richard Dreyfuss as Moses, Stacy Keach as Paul, and Louis Gossett Jr. as John. Plus, it includes a bonus DVD with over 90 hours of listening.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Then he who sat on the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new. Write, for these words are true and faithful. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son.
Call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back.
This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, the entire New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors, including Richard Dreyfuss, John Voight, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Michael York, and Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
With feature film quality sound design and original score composed and conducted by Stefano Minetti, the Word of Promise audio Bible transports the listener back in time. When Moses led the children of Israel, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when Jesus walked here on earth. Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 CD by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org.
Western cultural elites have disregarded God for more than two centuries, but now, in the early 21st century, Dr. Oz Guinness concludes that their movement from disregard to desecration to decadence is going mainstream, and the United States is only the lead society among those close to the tipping point. Is there genuine hope for societal redemption in the midst of growing decadence? In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes. When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.
Obtain the entire Word of Promise Bible, or either the Old Testament or New Testament, available in either audio CD or MP3 CD. With an all-star cast featuring Jim Caviezel as Jesus, John Voight as Abraham, Richard Dreyfuss as Moses, Kimberly Williams Paisley as Mary, Stacy Keach as Paul, and Louis Gossett Jr. as John. This world-class audio production immerses listeners in the dramatic reality of the Scriptures as never before, with an original music score by composer Stefano Minetti, feature film-quality sound effects, and the work of over 600 actors. The Word of Promise includes an interactive behind-the-scenes DVD, along with actor interviews and a fascinating look at how dramatic audio theater is produced.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way, he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them,
"I am going fishing. We are going with you also."
They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
"Children, have you any food?"
"No."
"Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garments, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
Call CRI at 888-7000-274. Online, use our secure website, www.equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Ever wonder how Michael York responded when he was asked to narrate the Word of Promise audio Bible? Well, here's York in his own words.
My immediate response was yes. I knew it would take a lot of time. But why not? To work on something that maybe, hopefully, will have some enduring value. It's such an extraordinary book, or books. You know, it has drama, philosophy, you know, epic scenes, prophecy. It's all there. It's a potted history of mankind, from those great words, "in the beginning," you know, all the way to Revelation. There's nothing like it. It's imagination of letting this word picture, you know, create great scenes so that you see huge armies assembling before you, thousands of chariots. You see these simple scenes between, you know, fathers and daughters, husbands and wives. You see these scenes of triumph and happiness and joy, and scenes of intense sadness, all meaningful. And I think one would hope that as this is such a familiar book, and this text has been around for almost 400 years, and the phrases are, they're well known, and that in our interpretation, that maybe people have a sense of hearing something for the first time. Maybe because it's in a different context, or whatever, that it's fresh. You've heard it in church services, people mumble prayers and so on, and you go through a ritual, and it's important. But this is trying to make these words as fresh and as vivid and as contentful as possible.
And it does make the words fresh and vivid. Again, I can testify firsthand to the importance of this project. It has impacted me, it has impacted my family, and I can promise you it will impact you in the most dramatic of all ways. The Word of God, it's living, It's powerful. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It is something that will inspire, motivate, equip, exhort, educate you. It is something that you simply cannot do without. And it is available right now. There's nothing like it. I'll put a big period and exclamation point at the end of that statement. There's simply nothing like it. It is a valued resource, perhaps the most valued resource that you will have. And it's available right now. You can order online at equip.org. This is, by the way, a project that I don't have to make any qualifications for, not one. It is the project. I started out talking about this at the very beginning of the broadcast. Imagine this. 16th century and the invention of movable type. Nothing but the translation work of John Wycliffe. Now we have audio theater. It's an incredible time in which we live. We can't take it for granted. Carl Amari and Joe B. Cerny, who's going to join me in just a moment, director of the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, they have done something that is revolutionary. It's the Bible for the 21st century. I can't imagine a car driving down the road without this audio theater in the background. I mean, honestly, this morning as I drove to work, I wish my drive was longer. But it's available right now. You can order online, equip.org, via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Joe B. Cerny, director of the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, now joins me on the broadcast. He's been an actor, a director, a writer, and a producer for the last 38 years, knows what he's doing. He won the Golden Lion Award at Cannes Film Festival, and delighted to have you with us.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I am doing great, and I am truly motivated and enthused with the Word of Promise Audio Bible. You said one time, if I've got you correct on this, that this was like producing 13 feature films.
It was all of that, yes. I directed 175,000 takes altogether, and I had a wonderful support staff, that Carl provided me with Dawn Sherrill and Brendan Noel, and I had everything I needed to really achieve the vision we started with in the very beginning. When Carl first mentioned this idea to me, I didn't have to think twice, that it could have had the potential to be something absolutely wonderful, and I'm glad it's worked out that way. So all your kind words were very much appreciated, and it was quite an effort, I have to say. It gave me an opportunity to research as much as I wanted to, and you certainly wanted to make everything in this just exactly as it should be, and it's been very gratifying just to hear people's response.
Joby, talk for just a moment. Carl Amari did this in the last segment, but talk for a moment about the difference between reading and performing.
Well, I tell you, one thing that's very interesting, if you take a Bible that is just read, okay, just the narrator reading from beginning to end, it takes about 50 hours. This is over 90 hours. Now, the difference is emotion, as far as putting people in that moment in time, it's just like a feature film. It takes time for people to experience these things the first time, and it makes them think about it far, far more. The first time these words were said, it changed the world. And sometimes when we just read them the way we've heard it read in church many, many times, it begins to be something that's done with great reverence and might not have that moment in time feeling to it where people have doubts and have fears and have great joys and great sorrows and the full breadth of human experience with it. The other thing is I spent 4 years, you know, studying Latin, and I studied ancient Greek, and I think that really made a big difference in terms of how I could explain to actors what their motivations were in these scenes, because I could look at the sentence structures and make them more understandable. A lot of people have difficulties because some of the sentences are so long and they're translated from another language. Frequently, they're difficult for people to get through, even if they're just reading. But to hear them read by a world-class actor who's in that moment in time, I think it makes a huge difference.
Speak to this issue. One of the things that I find totally amazing, and Carl, feel free to chime in. We only have a minute before we go to break, but talk about how incredible it was to get these world-class A-list actors to participate in this project. Difficult or easy?
Well, as Joby will tell you, we had actors coming to us. I mean, we really did.
Yeah.
I mean, once it got the word was out in all over the world that we were hiring, you know, these amazing actors like John Voight and Jim Caviezel and Richard Dreyfuss. You know, Richard Dreyfuss plays Moses. You know, people started saying we would love to be part of that. They came to us. It really was the easiest thing, Hank.
And they all wanted to make this wonderful. Everyone had the same desire. They didn't want to leave any stone unturned to make this mean the most, to get the maximum meaning out of it. And I think that it was very gratifying to see everyone's attitude about it, how much they wanted to work on this project.
Yeah, they certainly accomplished what they set forth to do. The product is... It's just an enormous product in terms of its implications and its possibilities. It's available right now. You can order online at equip.org. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, or just order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. On the other side of the break, Lou Gossett Jr. joins us right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Of course, he played John. We'll ask him about that in just a moment.
Now the entire Word of Promise Bible comes alive in dramatic audio theater with an all-star cast featuring Jim Caviezel as Jesus, John Voight as Abraham, Richard Dreyfuss as Moses, Kimberly Williams Paisley as Mary, Stacy Keach as Paul, and Louis Gossett Jr. as John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
This world-class audio production immerses listeners in the dramatic reality of the Scriptures as never before, with an original music score by composer Stefano Minetti, feature film quality sound effects, and the work of over 600 actors. The Word of Promise includes an interactive behind-the-scenes DVD, along with actor interviews and a fascinating look at how dramatic audio theater is produced. Obtain the entire Word of Promise Bible, or either the Old Testament or New Testament, available in either audio CD or MP3 CD. Call CRI at 888-7000-CRI. Once again, that's 888-7000-274. Online, use our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't touch that dial. Hank will be right back.
In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness notes that after a half a millennium of dominance, the West is being eclipsed in the global era. The United States, as the lead society in the West, stands on the verge of relative, if not absolute, decline. Guinness sadly but soberly concludes that much of the Christian church in both Europe and North America is in a sorry state of weakness, confusion, unfaithfulness, and cultural captivity. Is there a reasonable hope for a turnaround in the midst of these troubling trends? A resounding yes is his conclusion, as he shows why the gospel is the most powerful force in history. To receive your copy of Renaissance, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org, equip.org.
Are you a Christian looking for a phenomenal Bible app? The Word of Promise Bible app may be exactly what you've been looking for. You'll experience the Bible like never before. This free app includes the entire New King James Bible text with powerful search capabilities. For example, you can look for a word like love, and every verse that includes love will appear. Also included is the entire two-hour audio Gospel of John featuring world-renowned actors. This two-hour audio Gospel of John is fully dramatized, with sound effects, with an original music score, and is synchronized to the text, so that as you hear this powerful audio theater, the text appears verse by verse. Receive your free Word of Promise Bible app today at equip.org.
An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Superb acting, incredible sound effects, and the moving musical score make the Word of Promise a very powerful tool to enhance your personal worship or Bible study experience. The Word of Promise transports listeners back to a time of world-changing events. Listening to the Word presented in dramatic audio theater format helps any size group, from church congregations to small groups to youth groups, comprehend the Scripture more fully. You can also download to your iPod. It makes the Bible come alive. Order the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, Old Testament or New Testament versions in dramatic audio theater in either CD or MP3 CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org.
Now, it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you. And you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you. And you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God scattered you.
And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Joining me, Carl Amari. He's the producer of the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. Joby Cerny, he's the director of the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. And also joining me now, Lou Gossett Jr., who plays the disciple John in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. And before the break, we were talking about how in the world do you get these A-list actors to get involved in a project like this? Was it difficult? Was it hard? We have the opportunity now to ask Lou Gossett Jr. that question firsthand. What made you want to participate?
What made me? Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Carl. Thank you, Joby.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gossett.
It's a lifetime pursuit of spirituality. Once you get all the other trappings, you think that you're going to be happy with the trappings of being the superstar and having the home and the success. I never got enough money, but I got enough to think that that's where it was, and it was an empty feeling. And it reverted back to my childhood when I had grandmothers and great-grandmothers and church and a certain lifestyle which was implanted in me and the people in my neighborhood that I had abandoned. And in trying to get it back, you're so too busy, you get it back thread by thread. And the opportunity of doing this as an actor, and I delve into everything that I do with all fours, I had an illumination during reading those words, and I was reminded of why I was on the planet.
Wow. Describe the relevance. You talked at one point about a project in the sense of taking Christianity from a Sunday event to an everyday event.
That's the only way to go. I look at mankind, I look at people, I look at friends, I look at, there are no enemies, but I look at people and I can observe the pursuit of happiness having holes in it. We are raised to, you know, get the marriage, the handsome mate and the car and the children and the scholarship and the money in the bank. And there's a brick wall there. But I have a foundation that I'm trying to encourage young people to start with spirituality, to start with the basics that normally would occur in a home. Spirituality is the first thing, to put you in a mindset of going in that direction. And the rest of the habits, the dress code, the attitude, the respect for your elders, the awareness that there is a higher power out there that does run things and not us. And that we must adhere to them 24/7, never perfectly, but only going in that direction. And that foundation is what that separates the men from the boys.
Dr. Lou Gossett Jr., who plays the disciple of John in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, and by the way, available right now. You can order online at equip.org through our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Lou, take just a moment and speak not to me, but to our audience about what the Word of Promise can do for them, the significance of audio theater or theater of the mind.
Well, it puts us through, if you don't read that much, it puts us through almost in a deeper way because it relies on our imagination. We go on those trips with all those stories, and all those stories are examples of how we should live our life. And the bottom line is how much faith we need to be successful. It all melts down to that one word, faith. And in any situation, if we have enough faith, we can always overcome it because we will land on our feet or in the palm of God's hands. If we don't have the faith, then we crash. But even then, if we get the faith after that, we get uplifted by something stronger than us.
And the faith that Lou Gossett Jr. is talking about is not blind faith, but faith in evidence. And that is evidenced so incredibly poignantly and powerfully when you get the Word of Promise audio Bible and you start listening to it. It's one thing to talk about the Word of Promise audio Bible. It's another thing to hear it. Here's Lou Gossett Jr., Ernie Hudson, and Jim Caviezel as they give us audio theater for the mind. This comes directly from John 21, where Simon Peter, in an epic event, sees the resurrected Lord. And of course, the resurrection is the capstone in the arch of Christianity. It's a singular event that took Christianity and spread it through the Roman Empire, eventually creating the greatest civilization in the history of the planet. Here is Simon Peter as he sees the resurrected Lord.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them,
I am going fishing. We are going with you also.
They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
Children, have you any food?
No.
Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garments, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
And, of course, you just heard the words of Lou Gossett Jr. in a powerful and epic part of the Word of Promise audio Bible. Carl Amari, you got Lou involved in this project. Talk to Lou about the significance of this project, not only in the sense of the broader audience, but in the sense of impacting the lives of the actors who are involved in the project.
Well, I think, you know, great actors like Mr. Gossett, you know, first of all, it's just a blessing for me, and I know Joby, to have the opportunity to work with Mr. Gossett and people like John Voight and Gary Sinise and Richard Dreyfuss. And it's for me, it's a dream come true, because I, you know, grew up being, you know, idolizing these these people, and getting to work with them on a project like this, where it can impact the world, and it has and is impacting the world, really is, there's really no words to describe what that means to me. But what's even more fulfilling is in talking to the great talents that are in this audio Bible, and how it has even impacted them and changed their lives as well, and people contacting them and saying, I've heard this, and you're amazing in this, and the word means so much more to me now. So it's just been an amazing journey over the last 4 years, and I can't thank Mr. Gossett enough for being a part, such a huge part of it. I mean, the role of John is a huge, huge, time-consuming part. I mean, for months, Mr. Gossett, you know, gave of his time to be in this, and I can't thank him enough.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. It was very important to me. You know, we did stuff there in Rome during Easter.
Oh, you're right, right.
Yeah, with Jim Caviezel again, and it was a very special visit.
Hey, Lou, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart as well for participating in this project. It's an incredible project. It's going to impact the lives of many people. And I know it's one of the most significant things that you've ever been involved in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It reminds me of what my pursuit should be on a daily basis.
Well, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you back. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Mr. Gossett. God bless you.
Goodbye.
And, Carl, I know that this is a project that is near and dear to your heart. What we've tried to do in this hour, and we're going to do it tomorrow as well, is give people a little taste of the Word of Promise audio Bible. I want you to describe how it looks, because I think you referred to this once as not just a product, but a piece of furniture.
Yeah, I cannot take any credit for the packaging of this audio Bible. It is all Thomas Nelson Publishers. They did the most amazing job. I've never seen anything quite like it. It is like a piece of furniture. You could sit on it. It's so sturdy. And it opens up, and there's a carrying case. There's a metal carrying tin at the very top where you can put up to 17 CDs in it to take in your car, so you can leave the full Bible at home. And then there's all of these drawers that come out, and it has CDs in it. And it also has the DVD, the making of, where you'll see Lou Gossett and all of these actors performing. So it's an incredible product, and I know you can take a look at it on your website.
Yeah, the Word of Promise also available in MP3. Imagine having the entire Bible in 11 discs. Well, you don't have to imagine. It's a reality. I'm listening to it each and every day in my car. I hope that you're going to be listening to it soon as well. You can buy just the Old Testament, just the New Testament, but get the whole thing. Whatever you have, give it away. Get the whole thing. It's available right now. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And do remember, tomorrow more of Carl Amari in the Word of Promise Audio Bible.
Obtain the entire Word of Promise Bible in dramatic audio theater with an all-star cast featuring Jim Caviezel as Jesus, John Voight as Abraham, Richard Dreyfuss as Moses, Kimberly Williams Paisley as Mary, Stacy Keach as Paul, and Louis Gossett Jr. as John. This world-class audio production immerses listeners in the dramatic reality of the Scriptures as never before, with an original music score composed by Stefano Minetti, feature film quality sound effects, and the work of over 600 actors.
Now Martha said to Jesus,
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.
Your brother will rise again.
I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
The Word of Promise includes an interactive behind-the-scenes DVD that includes actor interviews and a fascinating look at how dramatic audio theater is produced. Listen with your family or small group, in your car, and download to your iPod. Available in either audio CD or MP3 CD. Also check out the Word of Promise Next Generation New Testament for your student or teen. Call CRI at 888-7000-CRI. Once again, that's 888-7000-274. Or you can go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at CRI, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters. From Genesis to Revelation, the entire New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors, including Richard Dreyfuss, John Voight, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Michael York, and Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
With feature film quality sound design and original score composed and conducted by Stefano Minetti, the Word of Promise Audio Bible transports the listener back in time. When Moses led the children of Israel, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when Jesus walked here on earth. Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 CD by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. Western cultural elites have disregarded God for more than two centuries, but now, in the early 21st century, Dr. Oz Guinness concludes that their movement from disregard to desecration to decadence is going mainstream, and the United States is only the lead society among those close to the tipping point. Is there genuine hope for societal redemption in the midst of growing decadence? In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes.
When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org